I am to take a bag of some clothes and a little food and things like this. He had said before that whenever anyone went outside the community they had to dress differently so they would not be recognized. The other people in the land did not wear white robes. I'm wearing the foreign word which sounded like shadam, and the burnous of the Arabs. A burnous is a long cloak with a hood. It will keep the heat, the sun off, so it will not be so bad. A.T.Z. soft-dot-dot-dot-dot-soft-dot-irgai. B7S section I, MI. A5_AE.A7Z The camel caravan to Jerusalem. Jesus and the Essence burnous is much as a robe, but it is unusual having something about my head that is flowing. But it is not ungood, it is interesting. This is like a great adventure, it is something new and exciting. He would be traveling alone. He was going to meet people from my family, his cousins, whom he had not met before. They had been living in Nazareth for many years. He planned to stay there for a few weeks, to learn what it is like to live outside. They were to meet him at the square where the caravan would stop to sell the salt. I moved him ahead until the journey was over and he was in Nazareth. I wanted to know his first impressions of it. He sounded a little disappointed. It is very small. Did you enjoy the journey? Except for the roughness of the ride, yes. It was an interesting experience. Camels are known for their want of tempers, but it was fun. The journey had taken a couple of days and they had only stopped at a few wells along the way, not at any other towns. I remembered some names of places from the Bible. I thought I would toss them in and see if he knew where they were. Do you know where Capernaum is? Let me think here. On the northern shore of Sea of Galilee. I'm not real sure about where. When I looked at the map in my Bible later, I was not really surprised to find that again Katie was completely accurate. Her knowledge was becoming commonplace now. Sometimes I wondered why I bothered to check any more, except to satisfy my love of research. D. Is the Sea of Galilee near Nazareth? S. It is a journey away. D. Do you know where the city of Jericho is? S. To the north of the community. D. Have you ever heard of the Jordan River? S. Yes, it is the river that leads into the Sea of Death. D. When you made your journey, did you go in that direction? S. No. We went through the hills and mountains. D. What about Masada? Have you ever heard of that city? S. It is south. It is not a city, it is a fortress. At one time when Israel was stronger, it was a stronghold of protection. It has fallen into disuse, from my understanding. D. Does the country round Nazareth look the same as the land around Qumran? S. No, it is more green here. Away from the city, you can see out on the hills there are trees growing, farming being done. There are maybe a Sadi's first trip to the outside world 105 D. S. Few more hills and mountains around Qumran. It is not very green along the Sea of Death. Only scrub brush grows there and not much more. Here there are orchards growing on the hills. But Nazareth is just a little town. He again sounded disappointed. Is it as large as the community? Perhaps not. It is hard to judge. Let me think here. The area of land that is covered is perhaps the same, but there is not nearly the amount of people or the amount of buildings. This appears to be another indication that Qumran was larger than the area that was excavated by the archaeologists, because he may have been including the housing area and observatory in his estimate. D. I thought that Nazareth was a large place. S. Who could have told you this? Nazareth is just a speck. It is nothing. D. What does Nazareth look like when you come in from a distance? S. Dusty. Very dusty. D. I mean, is there any kind of wall around the city or anything like that? S. No. It is an open village. It is not. You could not call this a city. It is just worthless. His disappointment was very evident. He thought he was embarking on a great adventure, and Nazareth seemed to be a letdown. I suppose he expected something with more grandeur. Sadi had said that the buildings in Qumran were made of some type of brick. The buildings in Nazareth were not. S. They are square with maybe one, two stories in most, with the opening on the roof to sleep under the stars if you want to. They are much different from Qumran in the fact that there is an appearance of this way and that way. They are each different, there is not the sameness to everything. Here it is like some child had these things that would make houses and he just piled them this way and that way. This is the appearance that you will get. This is what is different. They are square but they do not match. It is as if they do not fit together. In Qumran the buildings were all connected and must have had a much more orderly appearance. I wondered if these had any Jesus and the Essence individual courtyards with walls around them separating them from each other. S, of course this depends upon the money situation of the individual. If there is more money, they would have a courtyard. If they are very poor, of course they would not. They could not afford the extra land that the courtyard would take. They would need to have this in the house or more room, whatever. D, are there any large buildings in Nazareth? S, nothing is large Nazareth. D, can you see where the water supply comes from? S, it is a fountain. It is actually a round opening coming out of the wall. A wall type situation in which the water comes out. I'm not sure if it is a spring that runs or what. The water is constant, it seems. There is a hard to find the word, trough that is in front, in which they may put their jars there. To get the water. I'm not sure where the water goes. It must be piped elsewhere. There is no overflow from what I see. Either tat, or they use it all. But it comes out at such speed that it must go elsewhere. My research has revealed that Nazareth is still a little town today. The remains of old Nazareth are farther up the hill from modern Nazareth. In the Bible as History, by Werner Keller, he compares the two areas, Qumran and Nazareth. Nazareth, like Jerusalem, is surrounded by hills. But how different is the Charak soft hyphen der of the two scenes, how unlike are they in appearance and atmosphere. There is an air of menace or gloom about the Judean mountains, Qumran area. Peaceful and charming by contrast are the gentle contours of the environs of Nazareth. Gardens and fields surround the little village with its farmers and craftsmen. Groves of date palms, fig trees, and pomegranates clothe the encircling hills in friendly green. The fields are full of wheat and barley, vineyards yield their delicious fruit and everywhere on the high soft hyphen ways and byways grows an abundance of richly colored flow soft hyphens. Mr. Keller says there was a Roman military road that came down from the north and a caravan route not far south. There are also the remains of the caravan trails near Qumran. Keller also writes of Ain Maryam, Mary's Well, in Nazareth. It is a well at the foot of the hill where a little spring supplies it. Women still draw water in jars just as they did in the time of Jesus. Sudi's first trip to the outside world, he says this fountain has been called Mary's Well from time immemorial and it provides the only water supply for far and near. It is no longer outside but is enshrined within the 18th century Church of Saint Gabriel. Note the amazing similarities between these descriptions and the one Sudi gave. D. Can you see any marketplace? S. Impatiently. We are in the marketplace. This is where the square Thefenton is all at. Can you not see? This is it. D. I laughed. Well, I thought it was a larger city and that the market was somewhere else. S. I don't know who has been telling you about Nazareth, but I think you are pulling a leg. D. Okay, just have patience with me. Is the marketplace very busy? S. If you call a few goats and little boys running around and women standing in a corner talking, busy. Perhaps. But I do not think so. It is midday though and most have gone home to nap or to have their meals. Tis too hot to be out here doing much. I wondered if the people had any way to keep out of the sun when they sold their products in the market. S. If they are well enough, you would have like a fold over tent. It would be brought over them and staked, so that it would cover their heads. But the very poor would not. D. Has your cousin come yet? S. No. He will be soon. I hope it is soon, I am very hungry. I still have some food left that I put for the journey. I would prefer a good meal though. D. Do you have any money? S. I have a few shekels that my father gave me in a pouch around my belt. D. You told me you don't use money in Qumran. S. There is no need. What would you buy there? There is no one selling. D. What does the money look like? S. This that I have is round and made of silver. It has a hole through the top part of it, so that it may be looped upon a leather in the purse, so that it cannot be lost. Jesus and the Essens, all of the coins did not have a hole in them. He thought someone had put the holes in them. They were probably not made that way originally. I was hoping for something I could verify when I asked if they had any pictures on them. S. Some of them, yes. Some, it is hard to tell what they used to be. There is one that has a bird that is flying upon one side, and I think the face of a man upon the other. I'm not real sure, it is very worn. And most of the others, you cannot even tell. It is just a rough feel on the side of the coins, as if something used to be there and it was worn. D. Do you know where your father got the coins? S. I have no way of knowing. I did not ask, he did not tell me. He told me to use them wisely, and to guard them well, for people would kill for less. D. Yes, if some people saw them, they would think you are rich. S. They would not mistake me for someone who is rich. D. Well, what is your first impression of the outside world? S. I think I would be better happy home. D. Do the people seem to be different? S. People are the same. Maybe they're a little more narrow in their existence. They do not question anything about the day-to-day survival. D. What about soldiers? Are there any around? S. Why would there be soldiers here? There is not the garrison. If there was a garrison here, there would be soldiers. There is no place for them to live. We are not at war with the Romans. They know that they have captured people of the nation. They are not worried. They have garrisons in other places, but why would they want one here? There is nothing here. They are stationed in the larger cities, and in places where there might be trouble. Who would ever come here and create problems? D. Have you ever seen any Roman soldiers? S. We saw a few a day ago on the road, as they ran by us on their horses. D. What did you think of them? S. I did not have a chance to meet them, so therefore I cannot pass judgment. They had their helmets and their shiny swords. They were dressed in leather, it looked hot. He was obviously growing impatient for the arrival of his study's first trip to the outside world cousins. He said they had a son who was about his age. D. Maybe you will have a friend while you are there. S. Perhaps. We shores. D. Will you have to work while you're there? S. But of course. To eat you must work. This is accepted. How not? I decided not to wait any longer, so I moved him ahead in time until he was at his cousin's house. His disappointment in Nazareth was erased when he was taken to his cousin's house in the hills a few miles from Nazareth. He seemed to be pleased with it. It was not a large house. S. It is perhaps of medium size, several rooms, but it is a feeling of space, of openness. It is very nice. Up in the hills. It is a feeling of freedom. There is no other sheer always telling you that you should do things this way or that way. And the feeling of learning about oneself and depending upon oneself rather than others. This is very good. In Qumran there was always someone else around. He had felt very much at home from the moment he saw his cousins. They knew each other instantly, it was as if they were old friends. The family consisted of Sahad, his wife Thrasmant and their son Siv. His cousins made their living from a vineyard, trading or selling grapes and olives for fruits and various things. They kept what they needed and made enough wine for the family. A few sheep were raised for the wool. A man worked for them to help with the vineyards. Mostly Sadi slept up on the roof because it was much cooler and quieter outside. He liked to fall asleep staring at the stars. His bed was a pad consisting of rushes and a few blankets laid over this. There was plenty to eat and he was introduced to some new kinds of food that he had never experienced before. One type of vegetable in particular, cabbage, was something he was not used to. S. They have figs. They have rice. This is something different than what I am acquainted with. I'm not sure I like it as well as millet or barley. D. Did they find any work for you to do? S. It just to help out with whatever is going on during the day. Whether it be things around the house or out in the fields. We manage. then you don't miss Qumran too much? Jesus and the Essences, I'm enjoying my time away. I'm studying here, only in different ways, not with scrolls. He was to stay there for 2 months altogether. This seemed to be a wise choice for a young man's first trip outside the walls. Nazareth was a small and quiet place. It might have been too much of a shock for him to go to a place like Jerusalem. For someone who had been raised in such a sheltered environment, that would have been a rude awakening. D. How do you tell the months? S. The days are marked off on the calendars. It has the different points of what the moon is in, and as a day passes, it is marked off. This way we know when we enter from 1 month to the next, with their faces, off moon. The calendars were made on clay tablets. There were 12 months for the 12 tribes of Israel, and each month was composed of 29 days because this was the cycle of the moon. I tried to get him to tell me some of the names of the months. He became confused and had difficulty. He said about 6 different words that were not English, but I cannot transcribe them. S. I know there are 12. I do not know how that they count them, the months, off. This is part of the rabbi's day-to-day work. They let us know when the holidays are. Research disclosed that Sudi was again correct. The festivals were declared by the Sanhedrin in Jerusalem, and runners were then sent out to announce these to the rabbis. The month was based on the phases of the moon, which completes its cycle approximately every 291 halves days, with the new moon considered the 29th day. In those early days the months did not have names but instead had numbers, the first month, the second month, etc. He understood the word week, which was from one Sabbath to the next and was composed of 7 days. Again he displayed confusion when I asked for the names of the days. He did not understand what I meant. They knew when it was time for the Sabbath because they marked it off from day to day. I was surprised to find that even today the days do not have any 111 Sudi's first trip to the outside world names on the Hebrew calendar. They have numbers, Sunday is the first day, Monday is the second day, etc. Only the Sabbath has its own name, although it is sometimes called the seventh day. As American Protestants this was something we would have never suspected. We are so accustomed to having names for the days and the months. This was another example of Katie's extreme accuracy. I took this line of questioning another step further. Do you know what an hour is? S. It is from one knot to the next on a rope clock. There are rope clocks, which are lit and when it burns from one knot to the next, an hour has passed. This sounded so strange, I wanted a better description. It is a thing that is whole and it is made of very big rope. With hand motions, she showed a thickness or diameter of about 3 or more inches across. There are also candles that have the markings. When that it has burned so much an hour has passed. D. Are these rope clocks in the houses? S. Some people can afford houses with clocks in them. Sometimes, there is just one per town, in which they would always know what time it is. Some towns do not have even that. Some may just tell from where the sun is, what time of day it is. This was his first trip to his cousins in Nazareth, but he was to return many times throughout his life. At these times he would not travel with the caravan but would walk with an ass carrying his food, water and tent. The trip took at least 2 days, and he had to sleep out 2 nights. I once asked him if it wouldn't be easier to ride the ass. He replied, probably. But then we would have 2 to carry the load, so I walk. I tire, but it is good for the soul to continue on. This became his favorite place to come when he wasn't teaching or studying. At his cousin's, he would often go up into the hills to meditate, to commune. As he said, I try to bring myself in touch with the universe. I meditate upon my life. I look into myself and study upon what I am. It was quiet there and he loved it. Later in his life when he became too old and sick to make the journey back and forth, he stayed permanently at the house nestled in the hills above Narsa-Soft-Erith. And it was in this peaceful place that he eventually died. Chapter 11 Sudi's sister Sarah. For the most part, strangers were few and far between in Qumran. D. What about people who were just wandering in the desert area? Would they be allowed to come in and stay for a while? S, not into the main part unless they had been verified by the elders. They would be given food and clothing and sent on their way. This explained some of his reluctance to speak with me about things they considered secrets. To him I was a stranger. Even as long as we worked together, it was still very difficult to get past this natural built-in defense. Most of those from the outside came because they wanted to be students. They were the ones who wore the red band. It was not easy to become a student of Quran. The elders would have to know the applicant's reasons, and they would have to pass an examination. Having not passed through this way, Sadi had no way of knowing what the examination consisted of. The majority of the students were born there, such as the case of Sadi and his sister Sarah. Sarah was no longer at Quran. She was living at Bethesda, which was located in the area of Jerusalem. I was surprised that she was allowed to leave the community and live elsewhere. S, of course. This is no prison. It was her desire. It was not her pathway to follow at this time. She has another life to lead. She met a student here who, they decided that they wished to be together, and we're married and left. D, then there are people who don't live their whole lives in the community. S, there are many people in the world. Of course, not everyone who is born here wishes to stay here. And some who are not born here, wish to come. Therefore, it is a take and give situation. He was a student. One of those who was not one of us. But here instead to just learn of us and our beliefs, and have share of knowledge. He was one of the students from elsewhere. He believed in some of our followings, Sadi's sister Sarah and teachings, but he was not of us. His father wished him to learn with us, and therefore they sent him to have the experience. He was one who wore the red band. He may have had to pay something for the experience, but Sadi did not know for certain. He stayed there for 5 years before he and Sarah married and left to live in Bethesda. A student could finish his course of study in 5 years. But it normally took a little longer than that. It depended on the student and his desire to learn and his ability to grasp the concepts. I asked what type of work Sarah's husband did in Bethesda. He does not do anything. He is rich. I got the feeling he missed his sister and resented the fact that she left and went so far away. His tone of voice suggested he didn't like discussing it. S, his family is well off, and they are members of the Sanhedrin Phinetic, Sanhedrin. It is the same thing as the Roman Senate for Israel. D, you said your people were not allowed to have many material possessions. When someone comes, a student from the outside such as he was, and they are rich, are they allowed to keep their possessions? S, it depends on whether or not they wish to take this as their way of life. Some wish to come and just learn and leave. Others wish to come and to be accepted as a part, then they must give their possessions to the whole. But it is their choice. If they were to become a member, to remain here, yes, it would be then shared among all of the people, so that all would get what is deemed needful. Otherwise it is still theirs. Since he did not intend to stay, he was not required to give up what was his. He did not become a member. Everything is kept in a storehouse, and if we have any needs, you would let it be known, and if it was found that you really needed this, you would be given that with which to purchase it. The needs are referred with what belongs to all. This was apparently where the money came from that Sadi took with him on his first trip to Nazareth. D, are the possessions or the money ever given back to the owner? S, I have never heard of this being done. The decision to stay takes a long time to be made, and a lot oft on both, whether or not Jesus and the essence they are accepted as a member and their own choice. Therefore I have never heard of anyone, after becoming a member, wishing to leave. The decision to stay is not made lightly or quickly. It is only done after much thought and asking for guidance, meditation on the latter. All decisions that are made, whether they be made, it does not always require time to make good decisions. Some people are just different. But we give them a chance to make their own mind. It is not always a lot of time, but a lot of at least soul searching is done before the decision is allowed to stand. It is different from person to person. There are those who know immediately that this is what they wish for the rest of their life. It is as if they had been born to us. Others, it takes a while for acceptance. D, what about those who never become masters? S. There is much work to be done by those who are not masters. The purpose, pronounced strangely, of things. Just the everyday things that must be done. There is much work to do. To become a master is not the path of all. D. If a man and a woman are married and live in the community and have children, are the children expected to stay? S. They have the choice also, such as my sister made. It was her decision that she would prefer to go with a man that she loved, to share his life. This was her choice, and the men and women are all given the same choice, whether they wish to remain or not. The choice is usually not made before the bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, but sometimes they would know many years in advance of this, that this is what they would not like to do, and they would find something else. There are many pathways of the same trail. They all eventually blend together. Because I knew nothing of Jewish customs, I did not indeed catch the significance of this passage. I was later told that bar mitzvah is the ceremony for boys coming into manhood, since bar means son, bat means daughter. The bat mitzvah is a fairly recent ritual for girls which was instituted mainly because of the women's liberation movement. I was told by a rabbi that this ritual should not be allowed because, how can a girl come into manhood? I feel that although the bat mitzvah has not been observed until recent times, this does not mean that the more liberal listeners did not observe it during their time at Qumran. They believed in the equality of women. Women were allowed to study, Sister Sarah teach and hold any office they were eligible for. It is significant that Sadi mentioned both rituals here. It may have been representative of either sex coming into adulthood. I wondered why Sadi had never married. He had said before that the birth charts had to match in order for a couple to be allowed to marry. Was this perhaps the reason? There was no one whose chart was considered compatible with his? S. I did not wish. It is not that I did not wish. I did not marry because it was not my path this time. Sigh, the person who I would have matched with was born as my sister. D. This was a surprise. There was no one else you could have married? He became impatient with me. He did not want to discuss it. S. I could have married, but again I state it was not my path. When I decided what my pathway would be, it was discussed and it was chosen that I should be a teacher this time. I thought the research to locate Bethesda would be a simple matter because it is a name associated with the Bible. We have cities in the United States named after it, most notable, Bethesda, Maryland. But when we go on assumptions, we often find them to be wrong when we search a little deeper. Bethesda is only mentioned once in the Bible, in John 5-2, and is described as a pool located near Jerusalem. Sadi spoke of it as though it were a place, a city. I am inclined to think it was, because I found that Beth in front of a name means house of, such as Bethlehem, house of bread, Bethany, house of figs, and Bethesda translates as house of mercy. Nowhere was that prefix associated with water except in this instance. Bible research shows that the pool was located outside the old walls of Jerusalem and within the present-day walls. It is an area known as Bezitha and Bethesda in different books and maps, and appears to have been an area similar to a suburb of Jerusalem. I think from our story that they were probably all one in the same place, especially since his strange pronunciation often made it difficult to transcribe accurately. It had to be near Jerusalem because he said his sister, Sarah, had married into a family where the father was a member of the Sanhedrin and this court was located at Jerusalem. They were instrumental in the trial and ultimate crucifixion of Jesus. Chapter 12, Going to Bethesda. During one of the sessions we came across Sadi as an older man. He was traveling to Bethesda to see his sister, Sarah. She now had two children, a boy, Amaya, and a girl, Zara. This time instead of walking he was riding the ass. Apparently he had become too old to walk the long distances he once did. He was grimly determined to make this journey although it was obviously a drain on him. S. Sadly, she has a need of to see me. It is to say goodbye. He repeats solemnly, it is to say goodbye, because soon she will make the journey that we all must make. I was a little confused. Did he mean his sister would die? Was she sick? No. She just has wish to pass upon. He was obviously talking about death rather than a real journey. He apparently had received this unwelcome news psychically and wanted to see her once more. He seemed very sad even though he had resigned himself to it. D. Has she any fear? S. No. Why would there be fear?